Our scripture lesson for today comes from the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter. Listen now for God's holy word. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the straps of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." People of God, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. In the Bible, it seems that beginnings are often found in wilderness places. They are places of danger, places of difficulty, places of need. The first great beginning was in the midst of a swirling, watery chaos. In the book of Genesis, we hear how God created all things, starting from the unruly nothingness of eternity. That's where things started, and that's where, surprisingly and beyond expectation, God was able to bring forth light and life and beauty and goodness. When that good world that God had created and beloved, when it fell into darkness and evil, God eventually called Abram and his wife Sarai. At their beginning as God's servants, God sent them through a wilderness to an unknown land. God took them from the comfort and the security of their parents' tents and their homelands, and God sent them across a barren wilderness to be sojourners, immigrants, people without a home or a field or friends or family. God sent them to a new land. It was a land of promise, but it was also a land that was unfamiliar and alien. Later in the biblical story, when God called Moses, it was from a burning bush. Think of the images of the wildfires in the outback of Australia. Think of the image of a firefighter standing before a wall of fire in California. Think of Middle Collegiate Church in the East Village of Manhattan, which early yesterday morning burned in a 6-alarm fire. When God showed up in Moses' life, when his new calling began, Moses was alone in the wilderness and he stood exposed to that divine wall of fire. When Moses led God's people out of their shackles, when Moses led God's people from their brickmaking, when Moses led God's people out from under the claims of Pharaoh, when he led them out of their slavery in the land of Egypt, they didn't go immediately to the promised land. Instead, their new beginning started in the wilderness, in the heat, the thirst, and the hunger of that difficult place. Here, in Mark Chapter 1, verse 1, at the onset of the good news of Jesus Christ, the beginning is in the wilderness. Mark doesn't start in Bethlehem or with a manger or angels or shepherds. Mark's gospel of the good news that he has to share, it begins in the wilderness. John the Baptizer was sent to prepare people for Jesus' arrival, for his advent in our world and in our lives and in our hearts. John the Baptist was sent to help prepare people to receive from God peace, a peace that we say passes understanding. John's work of preparation, it began by inviting God's people out to the chaos, out to the unfamiliar, out to displacement, out to the thirsty, hungry, and refining experience of being in the wilderness. John invited them to leave behind everything that they might try to use to find or establish something like peace for themselves. John told them to come out to the wilderness and to leave behind their money and their bank accounts. John invited them to come out to the wilderness and to leave behind their father's tents, their homes, their walled-in palaces. John invited them to come out to the wilderness and to leave behind their brickmaking, their jobs, their careers. John invited them to come out to the wilderness and to leave behind even their families and the roles and the identity that comes with titles like father and son, grandmother, granddaughter, parent, and child. John invited them to come out and experience the nothingness, to come out and stand before God with nothing but their flesh and bones and the breath that God had given them. John himself was an example of what it was like to prepare to receive peace from God. He stood dressed in simple and rough clothing. He was there with nothing in his belly but locust and wild honey, only that which God provided him in the wilderness. As with the time of creation, John was inviting people to come out and to enter the dark, swirling, chaotic waters of the Jordan River and there to begin anew. As with Abram and Sarai, John invited people to come as sojourners, to be displaced, to experience the feeling of being in a place where you do not belong and you do not know, to come and stand in a land that is alien and unfamiliar and to rely completely on God's leading and God's guidance. As with Moses, John invited people to come and stand in a place where wildfires rage, fires that are dangerous and consuming and refining. As with the Exodus experience, John invited people to leave behind the shackles of their own personal pharaohs, everything and everyone that had tried to lay claim on their lives. People of God, I believe that there is a divine invitation here in this passage, this story, this beginning that Mark offers us as the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Many times we find ourselves in the wilderness, and it is not our choice to be there. We lose a loved one. We lose a job. We have an injury. We receive a diagnosis. A relationship falls apart. A pandemic strikes. Something unexpected happens, and everything that seemed foundational and bedrock about our lives suddenly feels like sinking sand. In these experiences, we find ourselves in the swirling, chaotic wilderness, and it is by grace that God meets us there to give us a transcendent peace, which helps us to start again in a new reality. For many reasons, we often find ourselves in the wilderness, not by choice, but because of the accidents of history. It is in these moments that we are forced to realize that our lives depend upon God. It is in these moments that we are forced to realize that the peace we had before was only a false peace. We are forced to see how flimsy that peace really was. This morning, God invites us. Despite the tragedies we may already be experiencing, God invites us to choose, as so many did during the time of John the Baptist. God invites us to choose to venture out intentionally into the wilderness. God invites us to stand exposed before God, to stand in the chaos for a moment, for a time, for a season, to feel the refining fire, to feel and to actually pay attention to the thirst and the hunger of our longing hearts. God invites us out into the wilderness where we can prepare to receive God's peace. In the Bible, beginnings are often found in the experience of the wilderness, where God guides and helps us to realize that it is necessary to put our hope and our trust and our lives fully in God's hands. It is there, in the place of chaos, in the place that seemingly has nothing to do with peace, it is there that we find God's peace. This is why we call it a peace that passes understanding. It is a peace that from the outside seems to be a paradox. For the peace that God gives can only be received when our hands are open to receive it. But for our hands to be ready, for our hands to be open and prepared to receive God's peace, we must first release all those things that we have been holding so tightly to try and make peace for ourselves. John the Baptizer was sent to prepare the way of the Lord, John was sent to help us to prepare our hands and our hearts to receive the Prince of Peace, to prepare to receive him, and to prepare to receive his peace. God invites us to the wilderness. Amen.